Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yaakov Dov ben David HaKoin. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei yadav hu b'chol anilvim olav. This year is on Parshas Mishpatim, based on a sicha given by Moravi Rabbi, the Tolner Rebbe Shlita. Parshas Mishpatim, the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Yitches, v'chi erivun, Anoshim vihika ish Israel be'even or be'egrof lo yamus v'nafal le'mishkav im yakum v'shalich b'chutz al mishanto v'nika amaka rak shifto yitain v'rapo yirape. If men quarrel and one hits his fellow with a stone or with his fist and he doesn't die but falls sick, if he gets up and goes outside in good health, the assailant will be exonerated, but he must pay him for lost working time and have him completely healed. So we have a very chiddush gadol in the Torah we all know about, called Chamisha Dvarim. If you're Chovel B'Chaveiro, if a person harms his friend, he has to pay five different types of payments. As it says in the Gemara in the Mishnah Bava Kama, Daf Pei Gimel on the base, HaChovel B'Chaveiro Chayev Olav Mishum Chamisha Dvarim B'Nezek Tzar Ripui Shevis and Boshes. Nezek, he has to pay him. Damages, the amount of damage he caused. Tzar, the amount of pain. Ripui, his medical expenses. Sheves, the time he lost out on work, and Boshes, his embarrassment. And these Chamisha Dvarim, we don't find in any other type of Mazik, not Mamono Shehizik, and not Adam that was Mazik, Mamon Chavero. It's a special Chiddush that we find only by a person who harms his friend. We also don't find by a Ganav and a Gazlan. All they have to pay is the Nezek. Any other type of Nezek is included in Grama bin Ezekin. Only the Gabei Chovel B'Chaveiro, we have this special din that he has to pay all five types of Nizakim, Nezek, Tzai, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshes. What's interesting is that these five things are not written in the Torah together. They're split up into three different places in the Torah. In our Pasuk that we read, it says, Rak Shifto Yitain V'Rapo Yirape, so we have Shevis and Ripui. Nezek is said later on in the Pasuk of Dalet, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Rashi says that if he knocks out his friend's eye, he has to give him the money of the eye. How much, if he would be sold in the market, he would cost less without the eye. So that's the Nezek. Tzar is said in Pasuk Chav Hei. In the Pasuk Kviya Tachas Kviya, Rashi says, Ad Achshav Dibar B'Chabola Sheish B'Pchas Domim. Till now we're talking about a type of Chabola of damaging, harming, that there's less money. And now we're talking about where there's no Pchas Domim, there's just Tsar. What's that? Where there's no lack of money, no losing money, just pain. For example, he burned him with a spit on his nail. So he's not going to be worth any less money, but we see how much a person would be willing, how much money would be willing to take for such tsar, and that's the amount of money he has to pay. Boshes is written in Dvarim Perikov Hei Pasuk Yit Beis. Vekatzol says Kaperash. He says Mamun Dmei Boshto Hakolafi Hamivayish Vamizbayish. The amount of Boshes, Rashi says, according to the person doing the embarrassing, the one who's embarrassed, the more the person, the more busha there is being embarrassed by this person, the higher the price. The more busha this person himself has, the higher the price. So we see these five dvarim, chamisha dvarim, are split up into three different places in the Torah. Two in our pasuk, two soon, and a few pasukim later, one in one pasuk, another one in the next pasuk, and then the last one in dvarim. Very interesting why it was split up into three different places, why it wasn't all written together. Specifically, we have to be ma'ayin why the Torah starts with Shevis and Ripui. The first Nezikim mentioned in the Torah are Nezik and Ripui. Of all the five Dvarim, they seem to be the least significant, the least central. They came Agav Grora, it's sort of like Grama ben Ezekin, that it's not that you're not paying the Nezek itself. If I would have written the Torah, I would have written Nezek first, because Nezek is directly, that's the damages. Tzar, how much pain you cause the person, that's the Iker. But why does the Torah start with Sheves, how much time he's taking off from work, and Ripui, the medical expenses? Be'emes B'Targum Yonason, here it says, In Yakum Yimari Mahalch Bishuk Al Mornise, Vihe Zakai Mechia, Midin Ktol, Lechod Butlin, Avidite, Vitsare, Vinizke, Vahose, Yitain, Vahagar, Asli, Yishalim, Adimitsi. What it means is that if he gets up from his illness and he walks in the shuk on his staff, the one who hits him will be free of the death penalty, except for being mevatel his avoda, and the tsar, the nezek, and the boshes, he should give. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, the other nezikim are really alluded to here. We have the Shabbos of Butlan Avidite, but we also have the Tsar, the Tsare, he writes, and we also have the Nizke, we also have the Nezek, Ubehase, that's the Busha, and then Va'agar Asya, and then that's the medical bill. So according to Yonasan ben Uziel, all Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, all five payments are alluded to in this pasuk, and the only payments that are explicit in the pasuk are Shevis and Ripui, and it's Dvar Tema that the pasuk should start with that. Look in the Ibn Ezra here. Rashi writes, "V'nafal mishkav, kitargumo v'yipol butlin l'choli shemavatlo memelachto." He fell, falls down. He falls sick, v'nafal mishkav, he falls into bed. Rashi says, v'yipol avutlin l'chol ishem vatel melachto, he falls into sickness, that is mevatel him from his malacha. So that's also how Targum Onkelos explains. However, the pashtus of the lashon of v'nafal mishkav is that he falls into sickness because of the makkah that he received. Like Targum Yonasan says, V'lo yamus v'yipol l'meira. And so writes the Ibn Ezra, v'nafal l'mishkav choli. So Rashi here writes that he's mevatel him from his malacha. And the words v'nafal l'mishkav, Rashi adds that he's mevatel him from his malacha. Why doesn't he just say, stick with the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and say that V'nafal HaMishkav means that he fell into bed because of sickness? Why does Rashi have to add V'nafal HaMishkav and he's Mevatalim from his Malacha? He falls into sickness, that's Mevatalim from his Malacha. Say Pashut, that he fell into sickness. You can look here in the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh and see what they wrote al derech hapshat. Rashi also writes, Im yakum v'salech b'chutz al mishanto al burio v'kocho. If he gets up and goes outside al mishanto and his mishanet on his walking stick, Rashi says, with strength, with health and strength, al burio v'kocho. So the makor of Rashi is in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael here, Mesech the Nezik in Parashavav, as we're going to see later on. However, many of the Mefarshei Pshat explain the Pasuk in a more Pashut way, that he's leaning on his walking stick as people do when they are being healed from their Makkah. Ibn Ezra, Al Mishanto, Komov, Ish Mishanto, Biyado, Pasuk in Zechariah, Perakhes, Pasuk Dalit. That's what he's relying on. The Ramban, Amashanto Aburi Vakocholosh and Rashi Vam Rabbi Avram Kitamish Leishan al Acher Kederech Acholim Rak al Atzmoi Kiyaz Yinoke Amaka Shiatsumi Besasar Lefidati Kimashanto Kipshuto. So Rabbi Avram says that he's not leaning on anybody else like Cholim, he's with himself, Rak al Atzmoi, he's relying on himself. And then he becomes healed, and they take him out of his jail, so to speak. Well, if he died, but the Ramban says, you know, the Pashim Shad is Al Mashiki Mishanto Kipshuto. The Mishanis is his walking stick. כמו ואיש משענתו בידו ממרוב ימים, זה פסק זכריה, חס ד', משען הסכן הרוצץ, מלאכם בייס, יתחס חוף א', ויאמר הכסף, כי כאשר ישחזה כמוקו ומסלך תמיד בחוץ, בשווק וברחוב, וסל משענתו, כמשפט החלושים שנצרה פה מחולי, וניקו המכה. So when he gets to this point that he's walking outside like people do, so the assailant will be exonerated and he just pays him for his lost working time and to have him completely healed. So why does Rashi explain, like the Mechilta, that Al Mishanto means that he's completely healthy, and he doesn't explain more Pashat Pshuto Shel Mikra that he's walking on a staff, on a walking stick, with the help of a walking stick? Something else that's very, very interesting for Medayik and Rashi, one of the Yisodos that we hopefully are learning from these Shiurim, is that it's very, very important to always look in the Makor of Rashi and see what the Makor of Rashi says, where he's getting it from, why he took it from there, why he used this Medrash and not other Medrashim, how he changed from the Medrash, the Lashonos. Rashi almost always changes something. And you can learn a lot from that. So the Mechilta says, Rashi's Makor, Im Yakum v'salich b'chutz ha-mashanto al-Buryo, ze'echad mishloshet v'rem sher v'shmal darish b'torah k'min mashal. This is one of the three things in the Torah that Rabbi Yishmael darshan is a mashal. Ki yotzei bo, similar to this, im zarech ha-shemesh olav, if the sun shined upon him. V'chishemesh olav b'vad zarech v'lo kol olam zarech. What does it mean the sun shined on him? The sun shines in the whole world. Just like Shemesh symbolizes peace in the world, so too, if a guy, a person is Baba Machteris, he's coming in and digging underground, and he knows that he's coming, the person knows that he's coming with Shalom, he's coming with Shalom, and he nevertheless kills him, he's Chayiv. It's a mashal. Shemesh is a mashal. Ki yotzei bo. It says by a woman who's accused of not being a basula, so it says they spread out the sheet, meaning they spread out the words like a sheet, they make everything clear to prove her innocence. So here also it says al mishanta, that's also a mashal, doesn't literally mean they spread out the bed sheet, it means they make it clear. Here also, Al Mishanto is a mashal. Al Mishanto is Al Buryo. So, in the other places, Rashi brings Rabbi Yishmael in full. Later on, with respect to Baba Machteris, Rashi says, "Mzarech Hashem Shalom, Ein Zelikim in Mashal." It's only a mashal if you know that he's coming with Shalom, like the Shemesh, which is Shalom in the world. That he's not coming to kill, then he's not allowed to kill him. Like a father who's coming into his son's house, the father's not going to kill the son. The son will kill the father. The father wouldn't kill his son. So Memela, that's a mashal, Rashi says. This Shemesh. And also Gabi Motzi Shemra. Or Parso Simla Hareze mashal, Rashi says. But here, with respect to Tashlume Sheves and Ripui, Rashi doesn't say that it's a mashal. He says Al Buryo, but Rashi should have said Al Mishanto. Kimin mashal, Al Buryo. That is like a mashal, but now when it's Al Mishanto, that he's relying on himself. He's strong. But it's a mashal, Rashi should have said. It's a mashal, just like he said in the other places. And in the Yikra Pasuk, we have to understand, why does the Pasuk start with V'chi Yariven Anashim, when two people are fighting, and a man hits his friend with a stone or with a fist? Why doesn't it say V'chi Yaki Ish Yisrael Bevin Obegrof? When a man hits his friend, like it is in Parshas Amroch of Dalad Yotes, Vishki Tein Mumba Miso, Kasher Asaken Yoselo, Shevet Tachas Shev, Rain Tachas Ayin. So why does the Torah have to tell us that they're fighting? So the Chasim Sofer in our Parsha talks about this. Another Kasher of the Mepharshim says, V'chi Yeriven Anoshim, V'hikish Yisrael, V'loyomus, V'nofal HaMishkov. The words V'loyomus are apparently superfluous. Should have said, V'chi Yeriven Anoshim, V'hikish Yisrael, V'nofal HaMishkov. Avada, if he was no full of Mishkov, he didn't die. So what does it add? He didn't die. If he was no full of Mishkov, then he didn't die. Why does the Pasuk have to add? He didn't die. So Rechaim talks about it, the Malbim, the Hamikdover. Amir Havan Asach Kashas Marib Rabbi Sai. Just to summarize what we asked, why the Torah starts with Shevis and Ripui, which don't seem to be direct damages. Why Rashi says the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Anafal Amishka is that he fell into Batala. Why Rashi says the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Al Mishanto is that he's strong. Why doesn't he just go with the Pashup Shot that he's walking on a staff? The Makor of Rashi is in Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, who says Kimin Mashal. In this context, he says it's a Mashal, this Mishanto, and it means that he's healthy. And Rashi here doesn't say it's a mashal, whereas in the other places Rabbi Yishmael says it's a mashal. Rashi does repeat that it's a mashal. Why does Rashi not say it's a mashal here? Why two people, Torah has to tell us that they're fighting? Just say he hit his friend. What does it matter that they're fighting? And also the words v'lo yamas are apparently superfluous. It would be enough just to say v'nafal lemishkav. And then we know v'lo yamas. In order to answer all of these kashas, make everything nice and glatt, apparently we can say, says Moriv Rabbi Shlita, that Rashi had a kasha on the pasuk. What was the kasha? Kasha is, why does the Torah start Dine Chovu B'Chaveiro with the Tashlumen of Shevis and Ripui, even before it says the Nezik and the Tzar, which is the Tashlum of the Nezik itself? So he had our kasha, the kasha we started with. And therefore Rashi understood that the pasuk is coming to be Merames, a Derech Chayim V'Tochachas Musar. It's giving us the important Musar for living our lives. Many times, when a person is damaged, is harmed, so he's more ahead there for himself. He makes excuses to be dishonest, to take more money than he's supposed to be taking, because he's so angry at the person who harmed him, he wants to take more money. And therefore, and specifically here, where the Torah says there are five different types of tashlum and chamisha dvarim, so he's certainly going to be more ahead there to take more than he's supposed to take. So that's a Pesach Pasuach, Opir Tzakoris Laganov. This opening calls Laganov now to be dishonest. And therefore the Torah made Gedarim and Siyagin in order that the person shouldn't go too far. The Torah starts with the Din of Chovah B'Chavero. It says V'chi Yeruvan Anashim. It doesn't just say V'chi Yak Ishis Reye. Why, as we asked? Because the Torah wants to be Mitzayer, how a person is more heter for himself, to take more than he's supposed to take. And what's the first excuse? Because there's a meriva. V'chi yariv anashim, it's a fight. And a guy comes to hit his friend. He's not just mazik mamono or other chiyuvim. There's no fight there. Here there's a fight. So if there's a fight, the person's going to be more heter. He's going to make excuses to take more money than he's supposed to. Now the tashlumen of nezik and sar are very clear tashlumen. They're defined. You can assess them based on the price in the shuk, like we said earlier. Person blinds his friend, we see how much he would be worth before the blinding and how much he's worth now. Tzar, we assess how much a person would take in order to have this tzar. So the nizak can't take more than he's supposed to take, because we ask mumchim, we ask the experts, and we check it out, and they assess the damages, they assess the nezek and the tzar. But shevis and ripui, here a person can fool the world, he can even fool himself. And he can say, I'm not yet able to go to work, and I'm going to lie in bed, and I'm going to do nothing. And the real reason he's doing it is because he's more ahead there. He wants to take more money, because he's very angry at the mazik. They got into a big fight. And therefore the pasuk starts with the tashlum of Shevis and Ripui, to say that we have to be very careful. Don't overdo it. That's why Rashi says, V'nafal ha-mishkav, nafal ha-butlan. Not like the derech ha-pshat ha-pashut, that he just got sick because of the Makkah. Rashi says, V'nafal ha-mushkav is that the mishkav is that he got sick, lebatola. That now he's not working. He's going to try to take advantage of that. Now the Malbim explains the pasuk in Mishlei, Ad Masai Osel Tish Otsel Tishkav, Masai Taka Mishinoscha, Mach Nos Ma'at Numos, Ma'at Chavek Yadaim Lishkav. The Malbim says, Perek Vav, Psukim Tes and Yud. Ad Masai Otsel Tishkav, Derech Otsel Lishim Kamishel Salayoim. Vacher Shesor Mishnaso Shav Yeser Ayoim Al Mitase. The Derech of a lazy person is to sleep a few hours a day. Then when he gets up, he just sort of lies there. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. How long are you going to lie there? When are you going to get up from your sleep? First you slept your shena kvua, you slept your regular sleep, and then you're just sort of lying in bed, you're awake, you're not awake, you're asleep, you're not asleep, sort of dozing off in bed. And then the pasuk continues, he sits with chibuk yadayim, he just lies there, he doesn't do anything. So kumtois, the way the Malbim explains the psukim in Mishle, that shchiva is different than shena. Shena is, he's in a deep sleep, he doesn't have das at all. A shochev is, he already has das, but he just lies there doing nothing, like lazy, like a lazy person. We also have in the another hagdara of shchiva from the Mishnah in the Gaon Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Tes. It's brought in a few places in Shas. Rashi says, look in Brachas Mem Aleph Amid Aleph Dibur Maschel Mesiv, and Sukkot Davov Amid Aleph Dibur Maschel Mesiv, that Rashi says that you're not Tarv Dvarim Acherim. That Shochev is, means that he's Osek in his Shchiva, he's just lying there, and he's not worried about other things. He's completely immersed in his lying and doing nothing. And therefore, when it talks about the eating Baseva, it means that you're not involved in anything else. All you're involved in is your eating. That's why Rashi explains Mesiv, it's just you're involved in that and nothing else, and that's the Shchiva. That's what happens when you're lying, when you're reclining. You're involved only in that. So we have two Agdaras. We have that you're just lying there, you have Das, and that you're lying there, involved in your lying there and not anything else. And based on this, we can understand the Oimek of what it says in the Svarim. Mar says, Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'nei Adam, six things were said about a person, and three things he's like an angel, and three things he's like an animal. How's he like an angel? They have das like an angel, and they walk with a koma zakufa. We walk standing upright. What's this whole idea of koma zakufa? That the head rules over the body. Like the Mizritcher Magid said, it's brought in the Shalos and Shuvos Eretz Tzvi, and Simen Chav Zayin, and the Pasuk for Oilech Eschem Koy Mimius. Rashi says, Bekoma Zakufa. And the Mizritcher Magid says that a behema, its head is lower down because it's under the body. It's equal with the body. Whatever the body says, the head does. But a person, his head is on top because it's sholeit on the rest of the body. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, V'olech Eschem Komamiyus. I'm going to bring you Bekoma Zakufa, that the Rosh should rule over the body. Another milo we find by Koma Zakufa is what Lubavitcher Rebbe says in the name of his Shver, the Rayatz, in Sichat Shabbos Kodesh Korach Tovshin Mem Zayin, Kvoid Kedusha Samori V'chami Adoni Mori V'Rabi Hizbir Pam Esachiluk Shemein Adam L'Behema Shemivne Gufo Shel Adam Shehoilach B'Koma Zakufa Ma'af Shelo Shemizman L'Zman Akoponim U'Yisus Eina V'Yabit B'Shemayim Sumero Meineichem, that a person's head is at the top of his body so he can look heavenwards. Look to the heavens, and look who created all these things. But an animal is not like that. It doesn't see the Shamayim. Animals looking straight ahead. Animals on all fours. In the Avos HaChassidus, look in the Sefer Tzemach Hashem Latzvi, to the Rabba Kadosh HaMagid Minadvorna Zchus Yogin Alayni in Parashas Yisro. They say that this was said about a person when he's become a Zakufa, and then his head is high up and he can look heavenwards. When a person is lying down, so his head isn't at the top, he's lying flat, horizontal, and therefore he doesn't have this mile of koma zakufa, and he's chas v'shalom b'chinas behema. So when a person is b'shchiva, he's b'chinas behema, the Svar Makadoshim say. And then a sefer kodesh b'siyankiv parashas Yisro dibur maschal v'yichan of the Yishbitzer, he adds a davar noira b'chol adam b'prad b'layla shadim shochav amitas v'rom nefradim zemi zever oshav v'shav v'im shari v'rom alkein lo nichnas bo aneshama. When a person is lying in his bed, the limbs are separate from each other, and the rosh, the head, is equal with all the other limbs. He doesn't have his neshama. And when he wakes up, and all the Avarim come together, and now the head is on top, then he gets the Neshama. And this is Mamish Tim's Gevaldik with the Malvin, that Shechivas, that a person is just lying there, he's involved in his lying, he's not doing anything else. Like we said before, he's just, we saw in Rashi, that he's just Osek in this. He's Osek in his Shechiva, and he's not Osek in other things. He has Das, and he's using his Das to be Osek in Shechiva. It's a very low Madrega. And it's even worse than Yashin to a certain extent. Because a person is sleeping, so he's not... He can't say that he's Tafus in anything specific. He's Mufka from the world of Machshava. But a person who's Shochev, on one hand he has Das, but now his head is equal to the rest of his body. So he's Bechinas Behema when a person's lying down. Scary. So now, we can verstehen, if he can understand, Rashi. V'nofala Mishkov, you're right, Pashup Shat, like we said, is that he falls into sickness because of the Mako. But Rashi says, he falls into Batola. This Choli causes him to fall into Batola, that's Mevatalim from his Malacha. So Rashi understands the depth of the Pasuk, that it's coming to warn us that we shouldn't expand this pirza, this breach that's calling out to the ganav, and he shouldn't take more than he's supposed to. And therefore, the Torah says to him, V'yipa levutlan, person's mevatel, it's talking about a person who came to batala gemura, he can't do anything, he's just lying in his bed and doing nothing, that's the mishkav, he's not going here or there, he's just completely involved in his shechiva. He lost his Torah Adam, and he's like a behema. So you know when he has no das, he's not osik in Yeshiva Shalola, then he has a right to take the Shabbos. When he's mamish bebchinas shchiva, that he has to be batal memelachta, that is in such a low madrega, he can't be osik be Yeshiva Shalola, then he has the right to take it. But otherwise, you could have a guy who's healthy, and he's still lying there. So he's not really bebchinas shchiva. He can really get up and his mind is active and he's really fine and he continues to lie there and he's going to demand more money. Such a person doesn't deserve Shevis. Who deserves Shevis? A person who's mamish b'chinas shchiva. That's what the Makkah did to him. He lost his Torah Adam. He's just lying there be'efes hamas and nebuch. It's nebuch. That's when the person gets his Shevis. And that's why Rashi changed from the derech that he did other places and he didn't say kemin mashal. Because Rashi wants to bring this tzir to the Sfas HaMaisa, to the language of action. So don't think it's just stam a mashal, that it's far from the mitzias. Think of it before mamish, al mishanto, al buri over kocho, that he's mischazek with all of his health and all of his strength and all of his koach. That he doesn't just lie in bed with machshavos and debyonis, with self-pity. He's mischazik from his bed, and he goes and he walks outside. Then he's going to get the Dmei Refuah. Then he's going to get his doctor bills paid. But if he just continues to make himself sick, he's not going to get the Dmei Shevis at all. And therefore Rashi explains, Al Mishanto Aburi Avakocho, that this person, this victim, is mishtadel, he works very hard with all of his koach to get up, like it says in Yoel Dal Yura Chol Shomer Giborani. He gets up out of bed with all of his koach, with all of his health, with all of his strength. Then he can get a Dmei Refuas over Shifto. But a person who's not, he's not going to get his Shevis and his Ripui because he's not being honest. He's going to doctors that he doesn't need to go to, and he's lying in bed more than he needs to lie in bed. So that's why the Pasuk says, if he gets up and goes outside in good health, the assailant should be exonerated, but he pays him for his Shevis and his Ripui, for his lost working time, and to have him completely healed. Because he gets up in his good health, and he uses all his koch to get up. He's not faking it. He's not playing games. He's not more a heter latzmo, that he continues to lie there, oh, I can't get up. No, he works hard to get up. He uses all his koch to get up. And only then is he going to get his Shevis and Boshes. But if he's not al mishanto, if he doesn't get up with all of his koach, if he just lies there, then he has no right to take it because he's more ahead to latzim, he's going to take more than he deserves. So the nafal mishkov, he really needs to be nafal mishkov. He really got sick. He really was mevatel from his malacha. He was mamish bebchinas shchiva. And then he gets up, he uses all of his strength, and he goes outside in good health. So then he deserves his shevis and his ripui. You know he's being honest. And according to this, we can be miyashiv lekasha the rachaim hakadosh. Why the Torah was marich and added the words v'lo yamus? It would have been enough to save a nafal mishkov. The answer is because it's saying that the v'nafal mishkov was very close to misa. He mamish almost died v'nafal mishkov, but don't worry, he didn't die. But he was almost there because it was a real nafil mishkov, and therefore he deserves the ripui in the shevis. So now, b'siyata d'shmaya, we forent for d'alakashis. All the questions are answered. With Hashem's help, and obviously with the help of the Rebbe Shlita, I wouldn't have been able to answer these questions on my own. Believe me. And from here, we go to the Musar. And the Musar is there are a lot of people who are more ahead of Latzman to just lie there. They just want to lie in bed. They just want to do nothing. It's a big problem. People, they sleep and they sleep. They get up and they sleep more, and they sleep on Shabbos, they sleep on Sunday. Always finding more times to sleep. It's a terrible machla. And when I was a kid, I never understood why adults take naps in Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon is so much fun. You can play, you can do things, you can read. Why are they running to take a nap? That's what like teenagers. I watch the teenager. Oh, I have to go to a nap. I have to take a sleep. What are you, an 80-year-old man? You need a nap? You're a strong kid. Live. But there's this ethic of sleeping. It's a non-ethic. It's anti-ethics. So we shouldn't be. Shechiva is not a good thing. Shechiva is only when you have to. Bechina is behema. We want to try to avoid it. So that's our avoda. Our avoda is to become live human beings. Use all of our kochos. And that's mem is the last letter of shovavim. This year is shovavim tat, because it's a leap year. But in a regular year, it's stam shovavim. It's without the tat. It's the last week. These are people who go after their hearts. They're always looking for menucha. They're always looking for another rest. For another sleep, for another nap. We should be zocha to cure ourselves of this machala. Be zocha to live lives filled with activity and productivity and simcha v'tuv leva of meirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and thank you for joining me for these beautiful words of Torah. Shalom, shalom.